Welcome to The Cooldown, a Bailiwick Express podcast where we meet the people making the sports headlines. St Jack's Vikings secure promotion to Counties 1 Hampshire on the weekend in some style. I'm Nick Mann, and today I'm joined by their marketing and commercial director, front row forward James Maroc, to digest their season and the challenges that lie ahead. Oh, James, thanks for coming in. Obviously, you're coming in on the back of the news that Vikings have been promoted this season. How does that feel?
Oh yeah, it's brilliant, to be honest. You know, that was our goal for us at the start of the year, having been promoted to Counties 2, was to secure promotion. Winning it would have been great, but you know, definitely our goal was to get promotion. And so to have achieved that is brilliant. And I know that, you know, everyone's worked very, very hard for that to be the case. So yeah, no, really chuffed.
And in terms of how the season progressed, how do you react to it? Because there were a couple of defeats along the way, some big results and some tight games as well. It's been.
Yeah, I think the season started very well and is ending well. Obviously, it seems we're a team that plays well in the dry, but there hasn't been that much of that this season. There's a couple of dry, nice days at Foots Lane, and we put out a couple of big scores. But yeah, I think the season started well, but then as we got into the depths of what felt like a fairly wet and long winter, probably not necessarily conducive to our style all the time. We're quite an expansive team, and I think we struggled to deal with that. And I suppose coming up from last year from Counties 3, where we probably had it quite easy in lots of ways, I think there was definitely a step up in level here, and maybe our mindset was part of the evolution here, not necessarily so much of our ability, but just more our ability to handle being put under more pressure and to rise to that. And as you say, there's been a couple of defeats. One of those was from Sandown and Shanklin away, which was hard to take, and I think that was a pretty poor performance from us that day. Just didn't quite come together in any way, shape or form. And similarly with the second defeat to US Portsmouth, that again felt like one that got away. But so you learn from that as well. I think it's important. So I think overall the season's been good, and you know, we've since Christmas really started to turn of the year, but it's been a lot better in the most part. Really chuffed.
And in terms of the club as well, it's a bit of a journey, isn't it? You've entered the league 2 seasons ago.
Yeah, so we re-entered the league, the RFU main English league structure, last 2 seasons ago when they relaxed the requirements. So until then, no second teams were allowed in the main leagues anywhere in the country. And we are officially going to be rated as second team. Needs to be able to move players between the two, etc. So, we had to, when they changed that rule, we enabled us to enter. And then since then, obviously, won Counties 3 last year, and this year secured promotion.
And how has the mindset changed? How has the training changed? How has the standard changed between those two leagues?
I think there's definitely a difference in standard between at Counties 2, as you'd expect, at level 8 compared to last year. The players are a little bit bigger, a little bit more physical, and defensively they're stronger. I think that's the key thing, is that we didn't quite manage to necessarily crack that at all times. And I think it's, you know, that's the difference that we found from there. Coming in when we joined the league, the main leagues, coming out of what we call merit leagues, we were playing a high level merit league prior to that, a similar standard to this season, I would guess. And we struggled a bit. So I think, you know, being able to come into the leagues as having that season where we were dominant and grew in confidence, but also that really enabled us to develop lots of players. And now, we brought in 4 or 5 younger players last year, and they now, you know, form very much part of the bedrock of our squad. That's a big part of what our role is in on the island in rugby, is to develop those young players.
And we see that transfer of players as well up into the Raiders squad and vice versa. How important is that relationship? How's that working out?
Oh, hugely. Our relationship with the Raiders has blossomed. We've been working together, you know, since sort of 5, 6, 7 years maybe. But in the last 2 or 3 years, that's really has come together. And the standard for us going up the leagues is beneficial for rugby in the island. With the Raiders as well, because if we can be playing a better standard of rugby, we can, you know, helping to develop players and for there as well, when they've got players who might need game time or just, you know, not selected that week, and that to keep them playing the highest level we can play is obviously beneficial for rugby in the island. But yeah, that partnership's is brilliant, and as the weekend showed, where we did the One United Club Day and switched our kits around, and they wear the black and yellow as their away kit, and we now wear green and white. And to wear that at home was a real show of solidarity, and it was a great day down at the club. You know, big crowd down for the Raiders game, and a pretty good crowd down for us as well for an early kickoff. So it was appreciated. But I think overall the relationship is very strong now.
How would you like to see the game develop now? Obviously, stepping up a league again.
I think definitely it's for us to be competitive at level 7 at Counties 1. We feel that's our, for now, the right level for us. That's in the Hampshire region, which is the county we're a part of. There's only, outside of this league, there's only four or five teams that then sit higher in the entire county, ultimately. So taking out Guernsey, Jersey, and one or two more that sit in those, in the, those levels, we you know, we're right up there with the best teams. And Hampshire's quite a strong county for rugby. So I think for us, it's going to be a challenge. That's the teams that have gone up this year have struggled, and you know, most part. So we know it's going to be, but that's the, you get the best out of people when you're tested. We've definitely grown this season because we've been tested more. A couple of defeats, had to learn how to, you know, respond to a bit of adversity, but through hard work, we managed to get there. So I think ultimately next season for us, that's going to be a big thing, is just building. You're going to need to be fitter. We're going to need to be playing at the level that warrants that. But arguably, whenever we've been challenged or whenever we've played higher level teams, we've played a few at level 7 in some friendlies and stuff in recent times, we've responded really well to it. Whenever we played Jersey in the Fallies Cup last year, that was our, you know, the standard of that game was level 7 or above probably, and we were in that game right towards the end. So we know that we can compete in any, in any, at that level, and we get the best out of us. And I think hopefully it will remove complacency for us, because we will have to be our best versions of ourselves all the time. So it's a great opportunity for rugby in the island. The next challenge it poses is that we now need to start being able to bring in more development team games as well, because we've got a great pool of younger players. And some of those will automatically, you know, are ready for that level, and some are not. And a large part of our role is to develop those players as well. So we're working with the Raiders and to try and work out how we can, you know, being able to develop that, because as the Vikings have risen now, that's a brilliant place to be. But it creates another dilemma for us to solve. And as we know, playing sport in Channel Islands, off island, certainly is not a cheap, you know, it's a cheap affair. But, you know, that's a challenge we're excited to try and, you know, pose, and we'll be working on that in the next few months to see how what that looks like for next season as well.
And I guess for the fans as well, it's another, like, watching higher level rugby is always more attractive. So is hoping to get more of a crowd down to watch you guys?
100%. We've got a brilliant supporter base that's been growing. I think we've got a lot of supporters that support both us and the Raiders. And there's some people that, you know, primarily align themselves more towards us. Historically, and I think more recently, we've collected quite a few new supporters. We try to play quite an attractive brand of rugby, similar to the Raiders, to be fair. We're quite similar in our structure in that regard. So it can be quite exciting to watch. But I think as well, a lot of people, family and friends come along, and then, you know, we've got people's like players or ex-players' aunties that are big supporters and stuff who've just managed to, you know, like this, that kind of thing. You just pick them up, and it's a very welcoming environment. It's very real. It's very, you know, people are very happy, and we very much appreciate the support we get. And as I say, numbers are growing. The weather doesn't help us in the winter months when we're, you know, when you're playing in the rain. But in time, hopefully, where we've got good weather and when we have shelter of Foot's Lane on the main stand, you know, we're getting really good numbers, and, you know, that's brilliant to see. And we just want to keep building on that, because it's good for rugby in the island, and it's good for the club as well. So we're really chuffed with the level of support we're getting, and hopefully that'll continue to grow.
And you mentioned there about the Fallies Cup. That's obviously around the corner. What are your hopes and expectations in that?
Win it. that's a massive game. As I say, last year it was we were in the game for most of it, and it just kind of ran away from us a little bit, and we just couldn't quite reel them in. But it was a hell of a game. It went both ways, and we know Jersey will be strong, and they always find an extra level when it comes to playing Guernsey. You can see that even in their first team last year, beating Guernsey in the Siam, playing at that level, the same level we're going into next year. You know, that's pretty amazing from their perspective, I guess. So they're always competitive, but we've got we're a good side and improving as well. That's the good thing about this, and we've played lots of rugby. And I know the boys will be really up for that. We'll have probably 35, 40 players available for a 22-man squad. It's going to be competitive. Exciting.
And also, obviously, in front of a home crowd as well. So.
Oh, yeah. We haven't had a home Siam, and a Falaise Cup hasn't been played in Guernsey since 2019. And then, obviously, COVID cancelled it. And then thereafter, with the previous restrictions around the Jersey Reds, North Jersey didn't have a second team, but obviously credit to them now, following the demise of the Reds, and even pre that they are rebuilding that, and I think that's great to see for rugby in Jersey as well. They managed to get a Falaise team out last year and won it, so congrats on that at the time, but we're hopeful that back on home turf this year. We're on quite early in the day, but hopefully it'll be good weather and people will come down to make the most of a good day out. And we'll get the day started with hopefully a good Guernsey win.
That was The Cool Down. Thanks again for listening. Please like and subscribe for more. You can find all our sports news on gsy.bailiwickexpress.com and on all our social channels. Sign up to our daily email to keep up to date on all the work the Express team does.